Israeli warplanes have once again targeted different parts of the Gaza Strip. Local sources say at least 8 Palestinians have been injured in an aerial attack in the southern town of Rafah. Tel Aviv claims the attacks were in response to rockets fired from the coastal enclave. The Syrian army has killed scores of foreign-backed militants in several parts of the country. The operations covered areas in Idlib and Aleppo countryside and cities of Dara, Homs, and Deir al-Zor. The army has also confiscated large numbers of heavy weapons from the militants. Rebels in the Central African Republic have seized a town north of the capital, Bangui. The fighting has forced thousands of people to evacuate their homes and flee the area. International organizations say the ongoing violence in African nation has already displaced thousands of civilians in the country. African leaders are in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, to discuss the continent's mounting challenges. The crisis in the Central African Republic and the ongoing violence in South Sudan are on top of the agenda. The leaders are also expected to discuss other pressing issues like food insecurity and agriculture. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder has authorized federal prosecutors to seek the death penalty for Boston bombing suspect Jokhar Tsarnaev. Authorities accused Jokhar and his brother of planting two bombs at the Boston Marathon back in 2013. Three people were killed and many more injured in the blasts. The U.S. government has nominated Vice Admiral Michael Rogers as the new chief of the National Security Agency. Rogers will replace General Keith Alexander as the head of the spy agency. The NSA has been hit with a series of scandals about its spying activities. Internet giant Yahoo says usernames and passwords of its email customers have been stolen and used to access accounts. The company says the attackers used a malicious computer software to do this. Yahoo says the passwords of the affected accounts have now been reset. And a leading economic think tank says the living conditions of people in Britain has fallen dramatically since the start of the recession in 2008. The UK Institute for Fiscal Studies also says it may take several years before the situation gets back to normal again.